Settle into your seat, feel the sense of ground. Take a moment to just land in your seat, in your body, in the present moment. And considering our ongoing reflection of generosity, I wanted to invite you to build on what we were talking about yesterday, which was bringing our whole self to our lives, our sense of presence, including all the parts that might be vulnerable or tender. And the other side of that is when we show up vulnerable and tender, is being able to receive help or a sense of connection from that place. And that is a kind of generosity. In fact, this came up in our social meditation yesterday, is the idea of being able to receive gifts and being part of generosity as a circle of life or a circle of giving and receiving. So really looking at the ways in which can we be generous in our receiving? Can we be open? And I wanted to share with you today like just a little incident in my own life in which I saw the real power of that on a big level. A number of years ago, a friend of mine received a terminal cancer diagnosis, my friend Phyllis. And over the next 6 months, as she was dying, she wasn't in care, she wasn't taking any kind of medical care. I really watched the way in which she was so generous in the way that she let her community help her, in the way that she let us just be part of her process of dying. And I used to say to her, I said, Phyllis, you're really allowing us, you're giving us the gift of being able to experience our own generosity, even before I was studying the Paramitas. And it was such a gift to the whole community in the way that she didn't isolate herself, and the way in which, as a community, we were able to connect to each other in our giving, in our sort of being with her. And one of the really great gifts I received from that experience is when she passed, I realized that because I had been part of that, I was less afraid of dying because I was able to be part of that experience. And it was such a great gift to me and personally. And when we think about, you know, when we practice, we say we practice to help other people's suffering. I mean, the suffering of our dying does not go away. But when we can share it, it's different. It's different. So when we think about being a benefit to others by practicing these qualities, really allow other people to suffer less. But it doesn't mean that we don't die or we don't get sick or those kinds of things, but by connecting and giving and receiving, we really experience life and death differently. Certainly I did. So I want to invite you today to consider the ways in which you relate to receiving. Can you receive open-heartedly? And all the ways in which we can be less stingy with our receiving today. In little ways, because we want to practice when it's easy, because we're going to need it when it's hard. So, moving on to our more formal practice, I invite you to take your seat, feel the sense of ground. Feeling the sense of ground, of feet on the floor, seat on the seat, and the ground of your own humanity. Being able to lean open-heartedly into your experience of being human deeply and widely, and feeling that common experience with other humans. And from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, connecting to that natural human dignity. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, there's a sense of opening or softening in front. Connecting to that tender heart, that sense of care for ourselves and others. The place where we can be open, receiving, caring. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.